And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 8th of March. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, southwest France, 1019, losing its identity. High, just west of Trafalgar, 1027, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, southerly 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, drizzle, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, south or southwest 3 to 5, fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Tyne, West Dogger. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Variable 2 to 4, but easterly 4 or 5 at first in North Fisher. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time in northwest. 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers, moderate or good. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 in west and later in east, occasionally 7 later. Showers, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 7 at times in Seoul and later in northwest Fitzroy, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, southeast 2 to 4, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, then occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic 4 to 6. Decreasing 3 at times, but occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwesterly, backing southerly for a time, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later in northwest. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, south or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, then occasionally 6 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly backing southeasterly for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, south by east, 6, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Stornoway, south by west, 5, 19 miles, 1018, now falling. Lerwick, south by east, 2, mist, 2 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Wick, automatic, south, southwest, 4, 15 miles, 1020, now falling. Aberdeen, south by west, 2, 24 miles, 1023, now falling. Lookers, west, 2, 22 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Bulmer, west by south, 2, 7 miles, 1025, now falling. Bridlington, south, southeast, 4, 1026, falling slowly. Sindetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east, 3, 50 metres, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east, northeast, 5, 1,000 metres, 1,024. St Catherine's Point Automatic, east by north, 3, 1,024, falling slowly. Jersey, east, 3. Fog. 300 metres, 1,022, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. East 4, 1,023. Scilly automatic, northeast by east 2, 8 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Milford Haven, calm, mist, 2 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Aberporth, east by south, east southeast 1, mist, 5 miles, 1,025, now falling. Valley, southeast 2, 8 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south southeast 2, mist, 3 miles, 1,025, steady. Valentia, south by east 4, 8 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north 1, 16 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Malin Head, south 3, 22 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south 5, 19 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. And now here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 7th of March. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure will give light winds and fair weather for many areas during the next 24 hours, although some patchy rain will push northwards across parts of England and Wales, with fog patches affecting some southern and eastern coasts. Further rain will affect the far northwest, along with strong southerly winds across northern and western Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4 for a time in south. Occasionally, 6 later near Cape Wrath. Showers in northwest, good, occasionally moderate or northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, becoming variable, 2 to 4 in far south. Drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest, backing southeast 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle. Good, becoming moderate or poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4. Occasional rain or drizzle. Fog patches later. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Drizzle at times, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in the Solent and 5 at first offshore. Showers or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast veering east or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first near Lyme Regis, becoming variable 3 or less near Isles of Scilly. Occasional rain, drizzle or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4. Occasional rain, drizzle or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4. Fair at first in north, otherwise occasional rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less at times in Solway Firth. Fair, then occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southeast 3 or 4, fair, occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north and 3 later in south. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde in North Channel, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Mull of Kintyre, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic becoming south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and 3 later. Rain at times, moderate or good. And the Shetland Isles, south 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain in west, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And this is where we are saying goodbye for the evening here on Radio 4. The World Service are ready to keep you company until we return again at 5:30. Well, it's just about 1 o'clock, so on behalf of all of my colleagues at Radio 4, this is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very quiet night. Good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Israel hits an oil depot in Tehran, with locals saying the resulting fire was as if night had become day. We have a special report on Lebanon's role in the war with Israel and the US.
I'm standing in front of one of the biggest bomb craters I have ever seen. It has destroyed everything. There are cars blown up onto the roofs of nearby houses.
More US criticism of Britain as Donald Trump accuses Keir Starmer of joining wars the US has already won. In Nepal. A 35-year-old former rapper looks set to become the new prime minister. And some good news. NASA's experiment to deflect asteroids that might be on a collision course with Earth was a success. First, a full bulletin of the very latest world news, live from London.
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Plumes of flames lit up the night sky in the Iranian capital Tehran after Israel hit an oil depot on the eighth day of the war. Israel stated oil from the depot had been used to operate military infrastructure. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel had a systematic plan to destroy the Iranian regime. Joe Inwood has been assessing Tehran's survival strategy.
For the Iranians, firstly, they are still striking. They are hitting American bases, not nearly as much, but a bit. But actually, for them, they've got a longer kind of strategic goal, and that is to survive this. They've got the world's most powerful military and the region's most powerful military, giving them a large amount of their firepower. And if they can stick this out, if they can make the regime survive, well, that will be a form of victory as well. And they have a key tool in this, a key weapon in their arsenal, and that's causing disruption, economic disruption, political disruption around the region.